Test A1 2. All right, here we are for our pre-show for Friday. We got a chat tonight. Got to make sure that I mentioned that. We have a chat tonight, and we're going to begin, and we also have the bar fight coming up. And we also have Ed Elcott is going to return on Sundays. Dr. Ed Elcott returns on Sundays. Elcott, the next step. Jesus. All right, so that's that. All right?
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to say anything, you know.
It's that we noticed it, Phil.
We noticed it. You look like...
I know, I look like I've had my ass kicked.
It's not. That's not fair.
What does it mean he looks like he's had his ass kicked? Mr. Henry, sometimes you come in here, and I don't know, you look... You're a good-looking man, you know. Well, man, don't get all, you know, fruit-like. What are you talking about, man? All right, just clean it up.
They don't have to clean anything up. They're not being inappropriate.
But I mean, you look like you had like you got kicked to the balls or something, you know. That's all we're saying, Phil. Oh, is that all you're saying?
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing, but that's what you look like.
All right, so Rudy talks about bar fight. He starts with Margaret. Oh, they just got a goal. Goddamn. I'm looking at a rerun of a Philadelphia-Pittsburgh game. And they just fill it. The Flyers, oh my God, a dude got hit from behind. Why'd Pittsburgh pull their skater off the ice? I don't get that. I don't understand. I guess Philly pulled their skater off the ice. Philadelphia must have pulled their skater off the ice. Yeah, because Pittsburgh had to collapse back in the defense. And they got an empty netter. It's the end of the game. Pittsburgh wins the series. Did they win the series? 9th straight series win. Pittsburgh Penguins Stanley Cup. 15 to win 9 straight series since 1980. This must be from 2017 when they won that second cup in a row. Or is this the end of the goddamn Stanley Cup? No. It would be Pittsburgh and Philly in the same... They're in the same goddamn conference. So close your eyes. This is the only game in... The only professional game I know of that the players all shake each other's hands at the end of the game. Is it the end of the game or the end of the series? I forget how they do it, but like we used to do in Little League, you know?
God damn it, man. Crazy fucking day. I can't even remember the fucking day I had today. Anyway.
I feel Bob Green. Listen, I'm going to be out in the Los Angeles area. I want to just say hello. Thank you for everything you've been doing for me. And if you want, you know, Phil, I've got there's a few things I want to say about, you won't even allow that. All right, so forget it.
About what?
I wanted to say some stuff about Barack Obama.
No fucking politics.
Oh, okay, mein Führer, Jesus. All I wanted to say.
You don't like black people?
That's all.
No,
Yes, I know, it's,
Yes, Phil, you know, Larry has... There is an Amber Alert. And I said, Larry, don't fool with that goddamn... And Larry, there was an Amber Alert.
And Mother wanted to ignore it.
I said, Larry, you're not going to save some kid's life.
We want
to celebrate the return of Ed Elcott to the airwaves of the Phil Henry program.
Phil, thank you very much, Phil. Elcott, the next step, returns to the Phil Henry Show website.
And we're very, very proud to have you with us. That's 1 week from this Sunday, which is, what's the date for that?
I believe that's the...
It's the 6th, isn't it, of June?
The 6th of June?
Phil, I'm looking at the monitor and you went, the 6th of June? You put a face on that only even a mother couldn't love it. A mother would beat it in with a brick, the face that you done did.
All right, now, will this old world keep spinning around? Yes, and I still love you.
Wednesday on Spotify, Catch One, and Apple Podcasts.
That's a vine fucker, man. He's a prisoner as well as a writer, which is kind of cool, but the dude sounds off. All right. At least he doesn't say he didn't do it, or maybe he does, I don't know. JJ, where are you, bro? This is it here.
Podcast One presents
This is a collect call from Sing Sing.
My name is John J. Lennon. I'm locked up for selling drugs and committing murder. I'm also a contributor for Esquire magazine and the Marshall Project. So I'm a writer and I'm a prisoner. Imagine trying to stay focused and talk about issues of substance with geeks slamming, prisoners screaming, and PAs blaring in the background.
Bitchin'.
Get new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
All right, dude. All right, so that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to play this shit. Now, how is it that didn't trigger the thing? Music beds.
The Phil Henry Show. Miami Vice.
I'll tell you what I want.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry. Spot 2.
All right, man. So let's do this. Yo, let's do this. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got a lot of overmodulating going on around this motherfucker, but that's okay, man. That's okay, man. That's okay, man. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Harry Mans, get the. So we have Ed Elcott debuting on the 24th with a return to Elcott the Next Step for a regular Sunday feature. We used to have that. We had him and Casper, whatever that guy's name. What are we doing? What are we doing? All right, bitch.
Yes, well, you know, Larry's been... Yeah, Larry and Ed...
Ed's driving because, hi, Phil, we're on our way to... we're taking a drive into the mountains up to... Ed has a cabin that he hasn't opened up for a while.
You like that, Mr. Henry, huh?
Let me do it, Larry. Ed has a cabin. Ed, I'll hold the phone in front of your mouth.
Thank you. I'm driving here, Phil. Larry's in the back seat. His mother.
All right, man. So, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, okay, okay. Ready? You're not? I am.